Among the many things we could not have imagined before the Bush administration is the fact that the word torture comes up regularly in our political discussions now. We've actually gotten used to saying that word. How about the phrase war crimes, though? Prosecutions for war crimes? In our third story on the countdown, the specter of Bush administration officials being prosecuted for war crimes for approving torture has been raised by the International Committee of the Red Cross. Representatives of the Red Cross were permitted to interview so-called high-value prisoners at Guantanamo. That's part of international standards for prisons. The international agency submitted a report on its findings to the Central Intelligence Agency last year. The report concluded that American interrogation methods were categorically torture, violating both American law and international law. And the report, quote, warned that the abuse constituted war crimes, placing the highest officials in the U.S. government in jeopardy of being prosecuted. That's according to a new book due out next week, obtained early by the New York Times. It's called The Dark Side, the inside story of how the war on terror turned into a war on American ideals. It's by Jane Mayer. Red Cross representatives were not allowed access to the actual interrogations of high-level prisoners in secret prisons, but Mayer's book says several CIA officers confirmed parts of the Red Cross account. The CIA had already admitted that Abu Zubaydah and two other prisoners were waterboarded. The book details other techniques also categorized as torture. And though President Bush, the torture approver in chief, has yet to be held to account for anything, someone is still trying on another front. Congressman Dennis Kucinich yesterday reintroduced his articles of impeachment against Mr. Bush, collapsing all 35 impeachment articles into one entitled Deceiving Congress with Fabricating Threats of Iraq WMDs to fraudulently obtain support for authorization to use military force against Iraq. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Judiciary Committee is entitled to hold hearings on the matter, even if the issue never comes to a vote on the House floor. Let's call in George Washington law professor and constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley. Good evening, Jonathan.
Hi, Rachel.
There are some elements to this that we've already heard, but what is new about it seems significant. How significant is this new revelation that the International Committee of the Red Cross submitted a report to the CIA that was so definitive and blunt in its assessment of torture and of liability for getting prosecuted for war crimes?
Well, this is the world's preeminent institution on the conditions and treatment of prisoners, and specifically what constitutes torture. And the important thing here is they're saying it's not a close question, that as many of us, and there are many, many of us who've argued for years that this is clearly, unmistakably a torture program, the Red Cross is saying the same. And the problem for the Bush administration is they've perfected plausible deniability techniques. They bring out one or two people that are willing to debate on cable shows whether waterboarding is torture, and it leaves the impression that it's a close question. It's not. It's just like the domestic surveillance program that a federal court just a week ago said was also not a close question. These are illegal acts. These are crimes. And there wasn't questions before, and there's not questions now as to the illegality.
The only question is whether the illegality will be punished. A CIA spokesman confirmed to the New York Times for their article about this today that Red Cross workers had been, quote, granted access to the detained terrorist at Guantanamo and heard their claims. And then he added that the agency's interrogations were based on detailed legal guidance from the Justice Department. As I was reading this in the Times today, I wrote in the margin, that's the point here. Isn't that the point here? The people who gave instructions to torture, who construed in themselves the authority to order torture, you don't get to call something legal just because you say it is. And if you do so in a case like this, aren't you liable for prosecution?
Well, you see, that's the terrible transparency of this whole use of lawyers, and it's an embarrassment for the whole bar. I mean, the Bush administration reduced lawyers, including the Justice Department, to a group of shills and sycophants, and they were selected solely so they could come in and ratify whatever the president wanted. And people like Viet Dinh, John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez, Kyle Sampson, Goodling, all these people were ideologues, and they took a very extreme view. But they were also wrong. I mean, the amazing thing is that they were wrong on the easy questions, and they've been proven wrong, not just by the Red Cross and by federal courts and by all these experts, but they haven't actually prevailed, even in the Supreme Court that has a majority of conservative justices. It takes a lot to lose five or so major cases before the Supreme Court when you claim to be a wartime president. But they still insist that because they hired a lawyer and the lawyer told them it was okay, that somehow ratified. It.
Jonathan, are the chances now greater that that some kind of international prosecution of Bush administration officials could occur after this administration leaves office, even if it won't happen here? Could it happen internationally?
Yeah, Rachel, I never thought I would say this, but I think it might in fact be time for the United States to be held internationally to a tribunal. I never thought in my lifetime I would say that we have become like Serbia, where an international tribunal has to come to force us to apply the rule of law. And I would never imagine that a Congress, a Democratic-led Congress, would refuse to take actions, even with the preeminent institution of the Red Cross saying, this is clearly torture, and torture is a war crime. They are still refusing to take meaningful action. So we've come to this ignoble moment where we could be forced into a tribunal and forced to face the rule of law that we've refused to apply to ourselves.